Luke chapter 16. Honestly, when I began doing the book of Luke, this is one of the chapters I really looked forward to doing, because in my opinion, it is the most misunderstood chapter in the entire Bible. The most mistaught. The most baffling to those who do not know God. And they, a lot of times, may not realize, they think they understand. And I've had, in the past, I've had people argue with me about the meaning of these two parables. But it really cuts to the core of the issue of, what is a parable? What is a parable? And what is the purpose of a parable? And when we hear a parable, what are we supposed to do with it? I mean, we read in all the Gospels how that Jesus spoke in parables so that people wouldn't understand. And then everyone comes to the Gospels and they think they understand the parables of Christ. And as I see them explain them, I see that they do not understand the parables of Christ. And I'm quite certain that people would say the same thing of me, but this also is the Lord's doing. With that minor preface, let's begin. Chapter 16, verse 1. And he said also to his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. And then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. That should be translated, shrewdly. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two master, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That is the parable and its context. And I read it in a particular way to try to help you understand that the unjust steward is not someone to be imitated. I almost could pull my hair out when I hear people teaching this parable saying, this is what you should do. Jesus is advising this kind of behavior. You know, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2 says, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. A faithless and unfaithful steward is not worthy. Now, you're going to get confused because the Lord commended the unjust steward. But you got to understand, this is a parable. It's meant to teach a point. The point is verses 9 through 13, right? It's not verses 16 through 8. 16 through 8 is a little story that illustrates the point. And the point is, in the world, people do unjust things, and the unjust commend them, and the unjust congratulate them. Wow, you're pretty smart. You see, the Lord of this steward is such a wicked and shrewd man himself. He looks at his unjust steward and says, wow, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty wicked. I'm impressed. You know, I didn't think you had it in you. You know, in a sense of like, you're being unfaithful with my goods, but the way you did it, you got style. And I like that. I like my stewards to have a little bit of guts. I mean, because look what he did. First, he mismanages his Lord's goods. And then, when he sees the impending doom of his getting canned. He says, I know what I'll do. I'll go to the people who owe my Lord money, and I'm going to write down their debts. So, not so that my Lord will have a better chance of collecting on the debt or anything, to benefit his Lord. No, he writes down their debts so that when he's out of work, he won't have to go to work. He can go to their houses, and they'll be his friends. They'll take him into their houses. It's a very simple plan. And so he calls them, and he writes down their debts. And I say, and people actually, when they teach this parable, they're going to say, this is what you should do to people. Okay, let's see, how do we apply that? And I guess, in many ways, they have done this. They've gone ahead and followed their own advice. You are a sinner. How much sin have you sinned against God? 100 times. Write 50. And you're a sinner. How many times have you sinned against God? 80 times. Well, write 40. Say 10 Hail Marys and to our fathers. Go on a pilgrimage to the holy city for that awful sin you did. They write down the debts according to their own traditions. And the children of this world look at them as shrewd. The children of this world are wiser in their generation. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to be wise like the children of the world or wise like the children of light? In this world, yeah, it's smart to behave shrewdly, to double deal and to misdeal and to steal and to rob. Yes, those things are definitely going to get you ahead in this world. And that kind of shrewd behavior, looking out for your own interest. Isn't that what capitalism is based on? Self-interest, right? At least that's what they've based it on. I mean, it doesn't have to be based on that narrow kind of do anything for yourself. But without getting sidetracked, do you think if you mismanage the holy things of God, we are the stewards of the mysteries of God, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4. If you behave unfaithfully with that stewardship, do you think God is going to commend you the way this unjust steward did? Do you think he's going to commend you according to the wisdom of the children of this world? Or is he going to reprove you according to the wisdom of the children of light, which is the wisdom which comes from above, which is his own wisdom? Was he going to abandon his own wisdom? And that's the thing, is people read this, and because Jesus said it, they're totally deceived. And that's a funny thing. Because, as I said, God suffers them to have strong delusions. And Christ spoke in parables so that people wouldn't be able to understand what he was really talking about. Because it was given unto some to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto others it was not given. And this is no more plainly seen when you see men who are not men of God, who claim to be men of God, try to pick up this parable and teach it.